Hello, I am Kenneth Blake at blaketalks.com, and maybe you have heard me before. So I just wanted to welcome you to this session about losing your fear or fears. However, this is for fears that are not dangerous. If there is a real danger, you shall feel fear. You need your fear for real dangers. Fear for real danger is good to have. But some people feel fear for silly things like fences. Yes, garden fences. What do they think the garden fences will do? Chase them? Yes, sure. And some men fear blondes. Yes, maybe the blondes will smile at them. Think about it. Sure, it's silly. You want to be without fear now. You want it fast. You want to get it in any way you can. You want it in your brain. You want it to feel, to be out of fear, deep in your body. You want it as much as you can stand to be without fear. It's like a drug. And we will be your drug dealers. And you want to come back for more. Anyway, don't listen to this when you're driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can safely be relaxing, completely, and preferably in bed. And if something unexpected around you happens that you have to take care about, immediately we tell your unconscious to immediately awake you to your normal state and be completely awake and clear in mind, otherwise relaxing more and more is a good start to begin a relaxation. Hello again. How are you feeling? Are you ready for this? You should be. You have waited for it. Whatever this is. And you know what it is and how it is. So let's call it. Let's give it a name. Yes, let's do that. Let's call it... Yes. Do you know why you are listening to this? Because if you don't have a reason, you wouldn't be listening to this, would you? So, can we agree that you have a personal reason or reasons? I know you have a purpose for buying and listening to this. And even if it is subconscious, let me ask you this, to think about your purpose. What would you like not to happen? What would you like to happen? And maybe you can see in your mind what you don't want to happen. Maybe you can see in your mind what you don't like to happen. Maybe you can see in your mind what shouldn't happen. Maybe you can see in your mind what you would love to have happen instead. Richard Bandler said many times, it's an amazing thing to be able to remember to get terrified every time you see a spider. You never find a phobic looking at a spider and saying, oh, damn, I forgot to be afraid. Are there a few things you would like to learn that thoroughly? When you think of it that way, having a phobia is a tremendous learning achievement. That is what he says. And usually you learn a phobia immediately. Like in a flash, it just goes, you see something, bang, there's a phobia. So, let me ask you, do you really need this fear? And why do you feel this? On a scale, say from 1 to 10, how much into an imagined experience do you need to get into to feel fear? Scared or maybe only anxiety. Why do you scare yourself? Because it is only you that can do it. Think about it. Is there anything that would get you to do the stuff you fear and motivate you enough to do it anyway, even though you were extremely fearing maybe an accident to someone close, or you getting one, oh well, say $100 million? Let me ask your unconscious how it would do to change that emotion of fear into a less disturbing emotion of that same. Let me ask your unconscious now to change it into something fun and exciting by adding some music to the situation that you thought of, or making the situation you see in your mind black and white, or a still picture. Make it a still picture if it was like a movie. If there is a voice in your mind saying this thing scaring you, move the voice location to the location of your thumb and make it have a voice that is seductive and sexy. Ooh, that's really scaring. Ooh, that's, I can barely hold myself. Ooh, I'm feeling scared now. And if you have emotions or feelings running havoc in your body, like maybe a weak throat, making your voice go like this, shaky legs, imagine moving those emotions like in a magic ball outside your body so that it shakes, and move it like 500 meters below you, from you, and you even can't see it. It is your mind, and you can do whatever you want in your mind. You know, fear is a message in your body about something that the unconscious has learned to not evaluate as good. Did you know that? You know, or maybe not. A fear is an evaluation in motion, an emotion, like an email, email, emotion, evaluation. Anyway, running in your body, giving you a signal, a message, just like your internal dialogues, your internal voice. Have you ever thought of that? So that you somehow get aware of that fear, of that message. And you do get aware of it, don't you? A lot. Well, some people unconscious messages would shaky legs, some a thin voice, change your breathing, stiff neck, shaking hands or hands, impotency, ooh, high blood pressure, not so good, maybe headaches, ooh, that's evil, or changing heart rate, arrhythmia. And all of this starts even long before you are aware of it, automatically, because you did learn once to fear this or that. And every time you feel this fear, you reinforce it, you give it more power until it becomes a belief residing in your unconscious and controls your muscles automatically. It is like a thought in your muscles, if you like that metaphor. And that could be why massaging muscles is good, as it communicates with that muscle nerves. But is only in your brain, nobody else's brain. Your brain is inside your body. That is true, you know. Your brain is not in somebody else's body. So, So it was not stupid, as they say in the movie Star Wars. Search your feelings, Luke. Feel the Force. Now the important question is, how do you get yourself into this state? Maybe you're not aware of this or that. How do you do? Like if you're going to do a documentary movie of this, how can you document it? Where does it start and where does it go and where does it end? Well, you know the end, you get a fear. How do you do? Because it is learned and forgotten. Maybe you learned it a long time ago and forgotten about it, because we learn stuff. Fears are not genetically transferred. Otherwise, we all should fear the same stuff, and we don't do that. But even that is a little lie, because there are two fears, it is said, that we are born with. Fear of high sounds and falling. Loud sounds. I will not scream at you now, but they seem to be genetically transferred. Some people do it by having the unconscious. When triggered by some fiery stuff, they run like a movie inside their mind that scares the shit out of them. A movie that they run over and over again. Bad idea. And sometimes they are not even aware of this movie either. And maybe one can think of that like the split between conscious and unconscious mind. The conscious mind has a cinema that you are aware of, and the unconscious has a tremendous number of cinemas running movies that you are not aware of. And it runs them in different speeds also, some extremely quick, like in a, well, shall we say, microsecond. And all movies generate feelings and emotions in your body. Well, you know, when you change the channel on the TV, you see a different channel and you become unaware of what's happening on the channel that you just saw. But in the brain, there are many simultaneously running movies that you are not consciously aware of. Well, you have a brain. And let me ask, your unconscious. But I don't like no answers, if it likes this metaphor or not. And maybe the unconscious movie that generates most fuss gets to be the current movie you get aware of. But then, maybe not the movie, but the generated emotions and feelings. We will, in a while, change unnecessary scaring movies to nicer ones that are happier and makes you laugh at the silliness of them. Well, why not? It is your brain, and you choose which movies you like to watch, don't you? You know that sometimes things happen that you say that you will laugh at in 10 years' time. Do you know stuff like that? I'm sure you do. Well, let me ask you, why wait? Let's run in trance time 10 years now and laugh at it now instead. And laugh at it good. Because you can. There are no need for horrible images or terrible pictures. Change them to smaller pictures, like the size of an atom. Now, how is it that you run the movies? What is your purpose to run them? And do you really need to show them? Does that help you now in your life? Do they? Well, Let me ask you to... Shall we overexpose them into total blackness? Or white them out? Or erase them and put them in a brain waste basket? Maybe you could fart them out with a big bang. Or just exhale them out with your normal breathing. So if you can allow yourself to change them, and you may do that easily, just imagine that, and you can pretend anything and master it. Or do you want to continue like this? Maybe you love your horror movie, but what if you changed it then, so that you feel totally different in the same situation and be feeling courageous instead? Relearn to do that instead. Relearn to do that instead. You could add to the movie that did create fear, that it results in giving you feeling, success, courageousness and happiness and laughing and security and safety. You can, you know, you can. Don't try to make things better. Just do it. You make things better. When you say, don't try, that means that you could fail. And we don't want that, do we? So just do it. Change it so that you replace unnecessary feelings that inhibit you, like timid, terrified, trauma, abuse, rage, horror, insult, humiliation, contempt, to powerful feelings like joyful, playful, comedy, confidence, heroism, self-esteem, more confidence, serenity, clarity, calmness, tranquility, energy, safety, and security. You can be the producer of the changed movie. They did it with Star Wars, they changed it to make them even better. And so can you. You can change every movie you have in your mind to make them better for your life. And you can tell your unconscious to do that whenever you are awake or sleeping or dreaming or whenever. So all frightening stuff in your previous movies, you may change easily into a comedy by adding in a little circus music and all the voices in the movies that scared you could be changed to seductive movies that like sounds from your thumbs. If you remember what I said previously, you do. And you perform excellently. Instead, in the movie or movies. So, why are you still having the old movies? Change them. Let's use your wonderful brain to change the situations that previously sent emotions and feelings that scared you, to make you like a new, better person that you love and like. There are situations in the future that you want to handle better, aren't there? And did you know that in the US the number one fear is, what most people are afraid of is public speaking. And in England it's spiders. Luckily, I live in Sweden and we are not afraid of blondes here. Public speaking, is that a scary thing? But no real danger, is it? And people don't usually do those things They scare themselves up before those things happen. So they don't even do them. Well, they get scared of what they are not doing. And if they are not doing it, they shouldn't be afraid, should they? Because that is silly. Well, anyway, let me ask you, because you have probably been to a cinema, haven't you? Imagine you are in a cinema, watching a funny movie, and then imagine floating out. Just do that. Use your imagination and float into the projector booth, behind the thick glass window, so that you can see yourself watching the funny movie. I don't know what you in the row are watching for funny movie. Maybe you do. In this booth you cannot see what is shown on the screen. It is shown on a monitor beside you, so that you can only see the back of yourself and not the screen. When you look out of the booth's window, you can't see the screen showing the funny movie. And sorry to say, the monitor is broken. The monitor is broken, so you can't see what is shown on the screen at all. You can only guess that. Oh yes, bad that it's broken. But you didn't pay so much for this session anyway, did you? We can't fix everything to be new and working, can we? You get what you pay for, and that's a broken monitor. I'm so sorry. Now, maybe you hear a knock on the door. Or you might not. The cinema operator pops in. Hello. Looks at you. Says hello. And holds a movie. And this movie is of you being scared of something, but you can't see that. But you can see the back of yourself down there. You see yourself, and that yourself can see a funny movie. So you, in a cinema, are watching a movie, and you're watching yourself. And if you think that you are not in a slight trance now, relaxed, then I have some news for you. You are relaxed and in a slight trance. And let me continue now to ask you, the you in the booth, to see the back of yourself and see you and your small movements. When you down there sees the you in the funny movie being very happy of whatever it is, you know, I don't know. If you heard about the process of the fast phobia cure that always removes phobias and fears instantly. But never mind. You are in the middle of that process. So let's continue with it, shall we? So that your fear, or might we call it phobia. It is just words anyway. Funny that. What words can do, and the spaces between the words, because maybe you are relaxing more in between the words when there are silence. Like that. Now you see the back of you in the cinema, laughing happily, being cool. The cinema operator fast forward the scary movie so that it is at the end. And you now know that at the beginning of the scary movie you are not scared, because the scary stuff has not happened then. So the movie is after the scary stuff has happened, and then you are cool and safe again. The operator stops the current movie. He starts to play circus music. Don't ask me why, as I wouldn't hear you now. And you are hearing circus music. The operator laughs warmly and starts to, very fast, running the movie backwards in black and white as he sings the Christmas carol, jingle bells, jingle bells, high, all the way, so that it sounds also with the circus music in the cinema. And you see yourself down there, the you that are watching the movie, running backwards, extremely fast. The movie, not you. And the operator repeats the procedure again, playing circus music, singing jingle bells, jingle bells. And you see yourself down there, the you that are watching the movie, running backwards at the movie, extremely fast, and does it again. And the operator does this many times. And you see yourself down there starting to laugh at this previously scary movie and laugh more. You see yourself laugh more and more. And you see yourself laughing yet more as you down there see everything in the movie go backwards. And it looks so stupid and silly. Maybe people, maybe other stuff, and the sounds go backwards. And this is probably extremely ridiculous down there. And this continues. And continues. And continues. And suddenly you find an urge to really experience what you down there are looking at. And slowly, safely, you float down from the booth into the you in the cinema so that you can see the, like, forever backwardly, awkwardly, silly, stupid movie going backwards and hear the backward sound in this backward place. And the operator still singing, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. And you see backwardly the previously scary thing backwards, hearing circus music and jingle bells, hearing the previously scaring movie backwards. You see it once, you see it twice, and the movie is going so fast now it only takes a few seconds to backwardly play it. You see it three times and it feels funnier and sillier. You see it four times and it feels funnier. You see it five times and it feels funnier, and you start to smile. What else can you do? You see it six times, and it feels funnier. The movie that previously made you scared, and you start to smile more. You see it seven times, and it feels funnier, feeling funnier. And you start to smile, smiling even more. You're feeling yourself smiling now, aren't you? You see it eight times, and it feels funnier and smilier, and you start to laugh because this whole situation is so ridiculous, and this is starting to feel silly, everything now, and for me also. You see it eight times and it feels funnier, and you start to laugh warm-heartedly because you know that this does not scare you. It can't, going backwards with circus music and jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. And you sit there for an hour, oh my God, laughing more and more, feeling more relaxed and happy watching it. An hour goes quickly in trance time, lucky for me. So you have seen the backwards movie now more than 700 times, and it doesn't do you a thing now. You aren't scared anymore of that, are you now? Because it's going backwards, and you hear that song, jingle bells. And now that you feel okay with that, you float into the backward movie on the screen, still with that happy, laughing, strong, powerful feeling, and start at the end of movie. You're at the beginning and not scared, but even more laughing because of a nice, fast movements in the movie. And it repeats, you go in the back again immediately. You are at the beginning and again. And again. And again. And again, zee, and again, zee, and again, zee, zee, zee. And this, sorry to say, continues for another hour you're in the movie in trance time, going backwards in the previously scary movie that you are not scared for anymore because it feels so stupid. So, oh my god, I just go for a cup of tea while you're zing even more. Hi. Back again now. Trance time goes quick, doesn't it? I know that this thing doesn't make the same feelings in you anymore, do they? No. But anyway, as you paid for this session, we will do some more nice stuff also. And change this automatic pattern that you had that previously made fear in you. How do you scare yourself with that previous stuff? That is silly, isn't it? Isn't it? Now, can you now try in vain now to scare yourself with the same stuff? That's silly, isn't it? And I don't know what's more sillier, that you try to scare yourself or not. Why should you scare yourself? That was really stupid of you. Why should you? Why should you try even to scare yourself? That's silly, isn't it? Don't do it anymore. Don't do that anymore. Don't do that anymore. Don't do that. Not anymore. Silly. Let's not do it. So that I can now not scare the shit of myself, as you would say to yourself. Not doing it. Right. Right. And the more I'm not doing it, the more fear I can't feel. Doesn't this sound silly? Well, it isn't us that are inventing it, is it? And do you know how not doing it makes the worst thing for you? 'Cause we don't know of what not doing it is creating for not emotional feelings, for not doing whatever you are not doing, for not scaring the shit out of yourself about not doing it. And what may happen to you not doing it is, yes, okay, very confusing this is very confusing, that you have learned that not doing something you are not doing, but only thinking, but not doing, makes you feel whatever, yes, not doing it. That happens with you. And if you think this is ridiculous, telling you this, okay, you should really think about what we don't hear from people that doesn't scare them. And what we hear from people, what they don't do, that makes them scared shitless. Luckily, we have not started our hypnosis session yet. When silly things happen that you feel fear about, that just creates emotions, and you know it is silly, 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 silly. You know that. You maybe have heard about them. Elevators, spiders, raising your wage with a boss, conflicts, relationships, love, kissing blondes. Silly to feel danger for that. Really silly. But you have the right to run your brain the way you want, haven't you? But you have the right to interpret your memories the way you want it, haven't you? But you have the right to encode your experiences the way you want, haven't you? How you do this should be up to you, shouldn't it? Now, it wouldn't be right for us to say that you won't get this instantly. And we wouldn't want to suggest that everything you hear, you will be able to do automatically. It wouldn't be okay for us to say that, because we won't know whether you will actually be able to excel in this. So don't bother to notice yet. But we do know that you should be in a mood, beautifully relaxing, beautifully more relaxing, and even more beautifully relaxing. I just want you to know now that some people would say that this is a hypnosis session, and pretty soon I'll demonstrate hypnosis. Anyway, it is nice to be here with you, as we do hear this also. But we hear it now, today, and you will hear this later now. But another day, your today, isn't that so? Relaxing, beautifully relaxing, beautifully more relaxing. And even more beautifully relaxing, as you may focus your voice going deeper into a beautifully relaxing state, as you will focus on my voice beautifully more relaxing and even more beautifully relaxing, as you focus internally, it is all in your brain that may make you relaxing. What is interesting to know is that you hear my voice, and you may fix your attention to my voice, as it will follow you wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are. And you are here, hearing my voice, thinking thoughts, maybe this or that. And I don't care about how you get into the deep, relaxing state, as long as you are learning to know, even now, to even know, to go deeper into relaxing. As you are listening to my voice here, as you are, and if you have had your eyes open, you would have noticed your eyes getting a tunnel vision, as things in a periphery, would have dimmed out, wouldn't they? The sounds around you, if any, may quieten down as you focus your hearing on my voice, your attention on my voice, concentrating on my voice, and you may be feeling relaxing and more and more and more relaxing and deeper still relaxing. Relaxing is usually good, isn't it? You can let all other away. You may relax. Now, that's right. So let me ask you, how do you know that you are relaxing? How do you feeling that in your body? It's unique. And you feeling it now, different than me, I know. And there is no meaning of not going into a deeper relaxation, as you have a purpose to listening to us. I know that. Us, me, who? Us means two, but you only hear one voice. Well, I'm complicated. I know that. Relaxing deeper, deeper still. Just let me ask you, if you, do you, go to a special place when you're relaxing, like now? Some think of a beautiful place, maybe in their imagination or remembered memory, in a time which is not now or here. You might be there and hear my voice, as you may, and maybe can listen deeper, can you not? Relaxing to my voice, imaginary or remembered place of relaxation, where, I don't know, maybe you know or not, it's not important to know that, as long as you may be relaxing beautifully, safe, curious, interestingly in relaxation, your blood pressure relaxes. Your heart rate relaxes. Your body relaxes. And I don't know how well you can be feeling that yet, but soon more, you are relaxing. That relaxing, like a soft, gentle blanket wrapping around you as you relax all your body, listening attentively to my voice, maybe remembering relaxing times in your life, or maybe imagining relaxing places in your mind as you are having thoughts. Thank you for beginning to listen and relax, because that means that your unconscious knows that it is possible to stop this, or else you would not have starting listening, would you know? And we both truly know that, because you are truly tired of this truly silly fear. So let us all change it now and forever, because it is not something that you need in your life. It's so silly. Maybe you can even smile at it now when you think of how ridiculous it is and how ridiculously it controlled your life before. Did you know that phobics never hesitate? They don't. It's an amazing thing to be able to remember to get terrified every time you experience. You never find a phobic saying, "Oh, damn, I forgot to be afraid." Interesting, isn't it? Now, are there a few things you would like to learn that thoroughly? You remember to do it every time. When you think of that, now, about it in that way, having a phobia is a tremendous learning achievement, isn't it? Always remembering a thing. It's like having no hesitation and just go for it, because you have learned it. And that is a true accelerated learning. I wish I would remember to do everything so well as phobics do their stuff. And even if it is ridiculously closing to lunacy, they still persist in doing it. My mother, oh well, you know, couldn't lock doors. So when I was small, I had to watch outside the doors in public toilets to say that the toilet was occupied, even though the sign on the door said free, with the color green. Oh my God, how many silly situations that occurred. Can you think of yourself, eh? Little boy standing in front of a toilet door indicating free, fighting with needy women pushing to get in, and the screams of my mother and the woman when she opened the door that tried to get in. Yeah. So I know what a phobia is. And probably the woman trying to get in the toilet got a phobia of going into public lady toilets. Oh my God, what have I done? And now I have to cure them also. Yes. So, I hope you can be relaxing happily now. As you relaxing and thinking even more about that laughingly. Relaxing now deeper, still deeper and deeper and even deeper. Still laughing into deeper relaxation. Cool, calm, tranquil relaxation. Think about if we could learn things so good. I surely would like to remember like a phobic. You could be feeling courage, having courage like a phobic. You could be feeling joy, having joy like a phobic response. I surely would like to remember like a phobic. You could be feeling courage, having courage like a phobic. That would be nice. You could be feeling joy, having joy like a phobic response. You could be feeling confidence, having confidence like a phobic response. And happiness. Well, think about it. You think of the stuff that makes you... And instead of... You are feeling joyful. You are feeling confident. You are feeling heroic. Can't you, instead of, be feeling that? It's your brain, isn't it? But who runs it? Who runs it? Who runs your brain? Well, you, of course. But automatic learned processes might send it into that you don't like, do you? No. Let us ask your unconscious to change and alter this. You know how to do this. We know that. You learned to do this response. And you can relearn easily to make an adoption and do something else, can't you? We know now you are curious and likes to learn, really learn things that make you do better. You have done this odd response extremely well, and we would like you to add another response so that you can choose another response also that might even be better. And if you get a trigger for that old emotion, a feeling of fear, instead of that you can instantaneously select another response. Tranquility, happiness, joy and laughter. Yes, do laughter, you know. Yeah, you know laughter. It's good for you and it relaxes you. But still, we want you to get deeper into relaxation because we wish to talk to the part of the brain that beautifully works. Before words are created, before you're in a dialogue, you might not be consciously aware of that. We are talking to that part now. We know. And you can go still deeper. And you can go still deeper into relaxation. Not sleeping, but into a relaxation. That is wonderful. A wonderful relaxation. Your brain knows how to do that. So that the inner dialogues become quieter. And into that part of the brain that runs the, let us say, the inner feelings. Just like you have an inner dialogue, your inner voice. You also have an inner feeling system running that creates your feelings instantaneously. Maybe you didn't think of this, but maybe you weren't aware of that process. You know, you have an inner voice. Because you can hear that inside your brain, somewhere. And we wish to speak, talk, communicate with the part of the brain that has the inner feelings. This is an amazingly good part of your brain. When you learn things and it becomes automatic, we believe that it is this part that handles the automatic. as you go still deeper into the relaxation, because changing the that makes your emotion of fear may be changed without the will being involved, and you will relaxing even more. What if we were to ask you if you have ever noticed that you have like an inner cinema in your mind or brain showing you what's going on around you? Well, you probably know about it, as you may see things in this cinema. And there is a current movie always showing on the screen. And that is what you are conscious about. So let me ask you to think about that. As you get even deeper into relaxation, still deeper and beautifully relaxing. And in your unconscious now, there are more movies running that you are not aware of, running simultaneously. Let me tell you about a woman that told me that this sounds like watching TV, and you see one video on the TV, and when you switch channel, you become aware of that video, and all the other videos keeps running also, but in your unconscious now. Who knows how many channels showing adventure, comedy, fun, horror, science fiction, discovery, news. And who knows how many channels showing adventure, comedy, fun, horror, science fiction, discovery, history, news. She said, and another woman said, but that means that if all videos or movies run simultaneously, you get emotions and feelings from them all at the same time. And not only from what is shown on your conscious cinema screen. Ooh, fancy that, she said. I never thought of that, she said. That I got feelings from what I'm not aware of. Ooh, yes, that explains a lot of things. Yes, said a woman, I will watch a relaxing video now that puts me even still deeper into a gorgeous relaxation. And I will not tell you what I'm watching. No, but it is good and very, very relaxing for me right now. Oh, yes, yes. And let me ask your unconscious now if you're relaxed enough to make changes, changes that will be with you for the rest of your life, or to make that relaxing state right now. Just go into it now, like in an instant now, right now. Thank you. And if you need the conscious mind, you may of course cooperate with your conscious mind, as long as it doesn't meddle with what you and I are doing, because we have important stuff to do, haven't we? Changing your automatic process that previously did create that silly fear into a new, beautiful process. Creating happiness, laughter, calmness, creativity, confidence, tranquility, serenity. Yes. You know the drill, and you can use your own creativity and add more stuff to your own likeness. Think yourself into the future and watch yourself with this new automatic behavior. Is there anything else you want added into it? And you can make a list. It is your brain. It is your life for your own betterment. Clarity, maybe. Clarity, maybe. And when you know, you may think of it like making a movie. Think of sequencing in video clips from other parts of from your videos in your mind, so that you have a new movie, a new video to replace the old one we'll show you later. So you take good stuff and replace in the bad stuff movie. You take good stuff that you like. Confidence, tranquility, happiness, laughter, that you pick from other videos, and you insert this in the video that makes you feel just float back to now again, and add those to this new added behavior, this new feeling, this new emotion. Now, with this new behavior, now, think yourself with this new behavior in the future, and see yourself like in a movie. You see yourself with the good stuff into the future, which has unlimited possibilities. And in the past, you can see what you left, because you don't have this anymore. You see in the future doing the right things. And in the past, you see the things that you don't want to do anymore. And you see yourself like in a movie, but you can float around in the movie, looking from different perspectives, hearing the sounds, seeing and thinking of the purpose of this new movie, this new behavior, thinking of the intention of this new behavior, attitude, and seeing yourself doing this. And maybe think of new stuff that you can add into it also. Like you would be a movie director telling yourself what to do, because you want a nice ending in this movie, like a Hollywood movie, and you select your own end. You create it good. You do it. It's your brain. It's your movie. You can do whatever in the end. What to do. How to do it. How to move. How to act. How to talk. How to feel. And how you're feeling emotions. See and understand your new behavior. See yourself. And talk to yourself to change. You can do that. You can change into what you would like to be. Change into this new behavior, reducing the previously felt fear emotion to whatever you want. It is your brain, and this is your new movie. This is your new movie. And make it as good as a Hollywood movie that would get lots of Oscars for best performance and whatever. You can do that, can't you? And be feeling now the happiness of that ended fear, the previous emotion that has now and forever stopped. And this you can do, re-editing continuously, and make your movie better and better and better, and replace the old movie that automatically ran with this new updated movie, and your life will automatically be better, because you will have like a phobia giving yourself a better life automatically, and you can't resist it. And be feeling now the happiness of that ended fear, the previous emotion that has now and forever stopped. Stopped. Stop it now. Change it into something better. You don't need it, this fear. You don't need this fear. You don't. No, you don't. Stop fighting. You don't need this fear. Let me ask you, what would you do differently if your life were actually happening right now? It wouldn't be fear for silly things, would it? You can put a stop to that, couldn't you? Now, with the tools, the think tools that we have learned you to change your automatic behavior to a new automatic behavior, and with a new automatic behavior, repeat it with more new scenarios that maybe frightened you before, because now you know how to change them. Maybe you need to re-listen to this again, or not. The more scenarios that repeats and reinforces the new behavior, repeating is good. Thinking of the scenarios that previously had made you felt fear, but now with the new behavior and attitude and beliefs in the same scenario, you now are feeling like the new purpose and intention you have. And the same scenario makes you feel good, laughing, because you know now how silly it was, wasn't it? And you can smile at it, be smiling and laughing, laugh at it, laughing even more because of its silliness. Now in the past. Now in the past, not in the future. In the future you have unlimited possibilities that are more appropriate. You can smile at it, at the past, because of its silliness, feeling the happiness of the new behavior, the new attitude, because you can laugh, can't you? You know how to laugh, don't you? Ha 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 ha. Well, you probably can laugh a lot more better than I would now. Oh yes, I know that. And it wouldn't, and wouldn't it be feeling much more better to laugh than to feel fear? What you want should happen. And why don't you believe that that would happen? What would be the worst thing that would happen? And what would happen if it didn't? Because you had learned new ways during this session. Well, that was some questions with answers that only you know the answers to. And maybe you are fed up enough now with the silliness. And maybe you are fed up enough now with this silliness. Can you really feel how you are fed up enough with this silliness of that stupid fear? Fed up enough now. Silly. So we will tell you soon to start relaxing. As you hear my voice, but you don't need start relaxing right away. And if you haven't done it, you may close your eyes first before relaxing deeper. And you have now created a movie with yourself as the star, and you may change it again to make it even better with the intention and purpose of what you would like to do instead in that or those situations that previously had you felt fear, but not now. You are the movie producer with the intention and purpose to make this movie an epic, a movie for you, for your whole life, that will give you much of life. And you can re-edit it so that it will make positive changes from now on and into the future. See yourself some years into the future. See yourself now some years into the future. And really understand that this movie is okay and if you need some more, put it in. Change it so that it is useful and have positive qualities. Let it give yourself a good, positive attitude. That's nice. Instead of fear, you get positive qualities. You get good, positive attitude. Automatically, no fear. You get other stuff. And you can edit the movie. You can structure it any way you like. It is your movie. You can have camera angles from different locations. You can have sound in the movie from different locations. And in this movie of your mind, you may add appropriate powerful feelings to yourself in the movie. You may add appropriate beliefs to yourself in the movie. I'm the best. Why not? It's your movie. You can sequence the movie in time. Past, sequence the movie in the future, sequence the movie in the now, and the space where you are, and with support, maybe like some divine, heavenly, all-knowing mentor guiding you and giving you instructions and powerful, positive feelings to you as a start. And the more you appropriately, happily do this stuff, the more automatic it will become. And soon you will not remember that this is a movie produced by you for your own improvement, as it is shown unconsciously, guiding you in situations that previously triggered fear. And it might even guide you powerfully in other situations also, with tranquility and calmness of mind and clarity, supporting you in situations that happens to us in life. And you can step in to this movie and step out of this movie whenever you like. A movie that makes your life bloom, filling your life with colors and happiness and vitality, and stuff that previously scared you doesn't really feel so scary at all now, do they? No, they don't feel scary at all. Quite the opposite. Happiness, tranquility, serenity, laughter. Because we can and should laughly warm at silly stuff, shouldn't we? Running the movie backwards otherwise, hearing jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. And if you think you would feel fear for something, you can edit in it, in the movie, and create that part of the movie with you not fearing it. Well, why not? It is your movie. Make that stuff that makes you fear so tiny, 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 and you so big, so big, so big, because you shouldn't feel afraid of small stuff, should you? And if you are, think you would be afraid of small stuff, make it then even smaller, maybe like a neutron, that is the smallest thing on Earth. Or at least it was until they found out that it consists of even smaller stuff, like quarks and something called charm. So, if it is small stuff, make it into a charm. And it is probably very difficult, really difficult, to be afraid of something charming. Yes, that probably would do it. Charming stuff. Would you really be afraid of charming stuff? So small that maybe it doesn't even exist, as most in this universe is only empty space anyway. And something charming that you feared, what could that have been? Like the atom that consists of nothing and nothing and more nothing. And then a small something going round and round and round another something. Yeah, I usually call it electrons. Or if it vibrates still. It is small like that. And you big. Well, imagine as a puma. Mountain lion. A ferocious black puma looking out with your puma eyes. Looking at your claws, thinking, the world is mine. Do you think you would be afraid then? It's your movie, and maybe the movie contains confidence, playfulness, laughter, challenge, coolness, calmness, clarity, boldness, and whatever you like. Well, think of someone in a movie, or someone in real life that you have seen in a similar situation, that behaved in a way that you liked, and borrow that person's acting, if appropriate. But only take stuff that will enhance, improve your life in a good way. Check that it is okay with you and with others and society norms. Right, this is my voice coming from this ear. Unless you listen to my voice, also, you may go into that place in your mind, you know. Just before you may go to sleep in the night, that place in your mind, and you are not awake either. Just before you go to sleep in the night, but you are not asleep, and you are not awake either. It is maybe like daydreaming, but still not. Now, we have this old movie, creating that you did run. When you experience certain situations. And now you have these new movies that will replace the old movie that created fear when you in your past played it. So let's ask your unconscious now to replace the movies. And how do you think it might do that? Well, feelings, you know, or maybe you didn't, but you can feel feelings and emotions in or on your body. You know, I have a gut feeling. I feel dizzy. I feel shaky. You know, it's an emotion dancing in your body. Dancing in my body? Fancy that, as the lady would have said. So just for a test, for a short moment, remember where on your body the feeling of fear started.
Started?
Yes, it started somewhere. Some say, like, it start in my legs and go upwards.
Okay, I can imagine that.
But then it has to go back to the start again.
Why?
Otherwise it would habituate quickly, and it would not be felt. But as this emotion is felt over a longer time period, if somehow goes back, maybe, like, in an imagined circle.
Okay, sounds strange, but I can live with that. Okay, like a circle then.
Yes, like a circle, and it has rotation.
Rotation?
Yes, a spinning rotation in the circle. Do you know which way it rotates in the circle?
I don't know.
Well, you should know it is your body.
In my body?
Well, it is not rotating in my body, is it?
No, no.
Well,
okay. Okay, I can pretend it circles that way.
Good. And now spin it the other way.
Spin it the other way?
Yes, spin it the other way. Imagine you are spinning it the other way. You can pretend anything and master it. And faster, and imagine it has a color, the circle, and double the circle. Double the circle and spin it faster.
You're weird. Did you know that?
Thanks. You are kind. I often hear worse. But keep it spinning now in the reverse than the original way.
Yes, I am.
What I believe is that by rotating it in the other way, the emotion of feeling, it will collapse the neurological pathway in the brain and body so that the emotions withers out.
Okay.
The
Couldn't
fear
you have
withers
done that
out
before
instead
That's
of wasting
good.
My time.
Yes, I've been more it. Now.
That now. In reality, yeah. It shows you that you have control over your emotions.
Yeah. Oh, got it. With your brain and mind, you can change your emotions. You have just done it, haven't you? And make that color, maybe golden, and let the thickness of the golden circle become bigger and bigger and bigger as you imagine it goes through you, spinning and spinning and spinning faster and faster and still faster, and double that good feeling and again, spin it in with laughter, spin it in with happiness. Think of something that you really do well. Think of something that you really do well, and you're confident that you're doing it well. Maybe you can drive well. Maybe you can drink a glass of water well. Something that you do very well, and you're confident that you can do that. You're confident that you can drink a glass of water. You are, you know. And that confidence, spin it in also. Spin it in, the confidence, happiness, laughter. And double the confidence, double it again, and again, and again. Yes, and imagine the fear form a small ball in front of you and kick it away. There it goes. And let a circle now be filled with Eric, the new movie.
Bye-bye.
So that you're spinning in the new movie into it, so that it replaces the old movie. Yes, yes, spin it. Replace the old movie. I have no need for that now. It is blackened out first. Then it becomes nothing. And now I can see the new movie there instead. Do it again. Even faster and faster and stronger and stronger. Replace the old movie with a new movie. Do it. Ooh, yes, that's good. That is good. Try now and experience something that would have triggered the old movie. Oh, the new movie is running instead. Try now and experience something else that would have triggered the old movie. The new movie is running instead. Try now and experience something more that would have triggered the old movie. I see a new movie. That's running instead. And again. The new movie is running instead. Again. Oh, yes. The new movie is running.
And again.
The new movie is running there instead. Repetition is good. Because it makes it automatic. Let your unconscious do that 15 times now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. Oops, sorry, forgot number 14. I'll start again now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Fantastic. You did it beautifully. Then it is time for a test. Maybe you can think of another scenario now and let the unconscious automatically be running the powerful movie as you be feeling more and more powerful. Maybe you can think of another more enticing scenario now and let the unconscious automatically be running the powerful movie as you be feeling more and more powerful. Maybe you can think of another, even scandalously good scenario now and let the unconscious automatic be running the movie as you be feeling more and more powerful. And maybe you sometimes in bed, just before going asleep in the night, plan your tomorrow. Remember to plan to wake up happy. Well, why not think about it and plan to wake up happy? This is one of the best advice that you ever had for a happy life, isn't it? And it's so easy, isn't it? You just plan to have that you wake up happy. And let your unconscious remember the powerful movie in your sleep tonight and coming nights. It would be most beneficial for you if your unconscious would integrate the new learnings with the learnings that it already has, and with the purpose to make your life fun-filled with laughter, serenity, tranquility. And now you're going to awaken from this trance, feeling tremendously satisfied, relaxed, happy, and even more pleasurably ecstatically satisfied. That makes you burst out in a great giggle all over the place, right now, and again, and again, and again, and yes. Three, two, one. Come on, wake up now. Hello. Oh, it's such a pleasure to be working with both of you, and I want to thank you both, conscious and unconscious. It's such a pleasure to do good work, and especially for you.